This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Loads of people are moving to Seattle, leading to a construction boom. Many say that amid the influx of technology salaries, it would also be nice if middle and low-income people could still live in Seattle. That's something the city's been thinking about. Anaboico Wyrock reports that one part of the plan involves building more affordable units or, as an alternative, to get property developers to pay up.
These days, many buildings in Seattle are like crabs, molting their old shells and growing bigger. Demolitions are everywhere. At this intersection, an orange backhoe dumps metal scraps into a truck. The city is trying to harness growth to make housing more affordable in the long run. The plan relies on an exchange, known as the Grand Bargain, between the city and private developers. Sarah Maxana manages the Affordable Housing Plan.
It is definitely an exchange. We want you to help us with this affordability crisis. We are going to provide you this benefit of some additional development capacity.
Developers get to build taller buildings in return for building affordable housing or contributing to a special fund. In pricey Seattle, the city considers affordable rent for a two-bedroom to be around $1,300 a month. Maxana says the goal is to create more places for people to live.
If you're walking down the street in 10 or 20 years, maybe you're going to see a townhouse where there might have been a single-family house. Maybe you're going to see a four-story building instead of a three-story building.
For that to happen, Seattle is changing its land use codes in about two dozen neighborhoods. Okay. It's rezoning to allow for more housing density.
Resolution, please vote aye.
Aye.
Opposed, vote no. The motion carries and resolution is adopted.
Recently, City Council voted to rezone the Chinatown International District, which includes Little Saigon. Ming Duk Nguyen heads Helping Link, a community group there. The neighborhood is close to downtown, with attractive real estate.
There's a lot of investors that have money, but that's going to push all these mom-and-pop restaurants out of the area. So I don't know if we're going to be able to retain Little Saigon.
The building where her group runs computer and ESL classes is also going to be demolished and redeveloped. In all, the city expects the plan to generate 6,000 new affordable units over 10 years. In Seattle, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock for Marketplace.